apparently we can't talk about this enough. The Shack, the book The Shack, is just, it just keeps on selling bazillions of copies. Michael Youssef did a, way to go, Michael Youssef, did a sermon on the book The Shack. And I want to share a little bit of it with you because it's so to the point. And it's he came up with 13 heresies in The Shack. Now, I think I've shared some of these in the past, but I think it's better coming from Michael Youssef's mouth. This is why, Pastor, theology is important. Pastor, if you're not preaching theology and you're walking through the coffee shop and somebody, you see one of your parishioners there and they're reading The Shack, well, it's probably because you're not teaching enough theology.
Number one, that God the Father was crucified with Jesus.
That is heresy enough. That's enough right there.
The Bible clearly says that he would not look upon his own beloved son when he hung on that cross carrying your sins and mine, because his eyes are purer than to see sin and to look upon sin. Secondly, that God...
You know, that something like that could be put in a book and nobody's catching it. And people like Eugene Peterson and Michael W. Smith are singing its praises, and they didn't notice that there's no way the Father could be crucified with the Son when Jesus spoke to him, and the Father was pouring out his wrath on him? Yowza.
And to look upon sin. Secondly, that God is completely limited by his love, and he could not practice justice. While the Bible clearly says from cover to cover that God's love and God's justice are two sides of the same coin of the personality and the character of God. Number three, that on the cross God forgave all humanity, regardless whether they repent or not.
The end. Put that book down.
Some choose relationship, but he forgave everybody. While Jesus said, only whomsoever will come will be saved. Number four, that any hierarchical structure, whether it be in the church or in the government, is evil. Our God is a God of order. Number five, God will never judge people for their sins. And yet the Word of God repeatedly invites people to escape from the judgment of God that's going to come upon everyone who refused to believe in Jesus Christ. Come now, escape now. And the urgency of that message throughout the pages of the Scripture is so clear. Number six, that there is no hierarchical structure in the Godhead, just a circle of unity. And yet the Bible clearly said that Jesus submitted to the will of the Father. It doesn't mean that one is higher or better than the other, just different, unique role that each played. Number seven, God submits to human wishes and choices. Far from God submitting to us. We are to submit to him in awe for his majesty and for his glory and for what he has accomplished for us. Number eight, justice will never take place because of love. Yet the Bible teaches very clearly that when love is rejected, when God's love is rejected again and again and again, and when the offer of salvation and forgiveness is rejected, justice must take place, or else God sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for nothing. Number 10.
Before we get to number 10, just so you know, that's Michael Youssef talking about the heresies of the Shack. And people are, I mean, can you imagine these things being in that book? And people are, I think it's wonderful. I think I'm going to recommend it to a few of my parishioners who are hurting right now. Shocking.
Jesus is walking with all people in their different journeys to God. And it doesn't matter which way you get to him. And yet Jesus said clearly, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one will come to the Father but by me. Number 11. Jesus is constantly being transformed with us humans. Jesus, who dwells in the splendor of heaven, who's on the right side, hand side of God, reigning and ruling the universe, is changing and being transformed with us humans. And the Bible said, in him there is no change, for he is yesterday, today, and forever. Number 12. No need for faith or reconciliation with God, because everyone will make it to heaven. Ugh. Jesus said, only those who believe in me will have eternal life. Finally, the Bible is not true because it reduces God to paper. And yet the Bible said of itself that it is God breathed.
Unbelievable. Put down the shack. Now, while Michael Youssef is pleading, Norm Geisler was a little more zinging. The shack may do well for many in engaging the current culture, but not without compromising Christian truth. The book may be psychologically helpful to many who read it, but it is doctrinally harmful to all who are exposed to it. It has a false understanding of God, the Trinity, the person and work of Jesus Christ, the nature of man, the institution of the family and marriage, and the nature of the gospel. But otherwise, why not let people read it if it makes them feel good? Okay, I embellished a little bit. You know, I've got a picture in front of me. This is one of those times I sure wish this were television. John Charles Ryle, who died in 1900, the Anglican bishop. There's a picture of him in Vanity Fair from 1881, and he's all austere, and he's standing in his robe and his with his clerical vestments and his long white beard. And then on the second page, it's got a wonderful picture of him and his bishop in his study in Liverpool. This is a beautiful... Try to picture this. He looks like one of the guys who sells cough medicine, you know, with the long beard and the white beard. One of the Smith brothers. They still sell all that stuff. And another dated reference. And he's got a bunch of books behind him and a bunch of books spread out on his table. What is he doing? Studying to prepare a sermon. Digging into the Word, understanding it hermeneutically, and applying it rightly so that his people would never buy the shack. Pastor, dig in and give it to us so that we don't go astray. This is Way of the Master Radio.